Well, we've been talking about the Rocket Mortgage Classic and coming up and all of that. Steve Courtney is here talking golf. There's been so much in the world of golf, and this is something that we're very excited about, including welcoming the defending champion of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, Steve.
Yes, indeed, Dub. The Rocket Mortgage Classic returning to the historic Detroit Golf Club. That will be going on July 26th through the 31st. And by golly, the field is getting very, very impressive. The likes of Will Zalatoris, Tony Finau, Justin Rose, Jason Day, Cameron Young, Matt Kuchar, Ricky Fowler, Kevin Kisner, and yes, the defending champ, Cam Davis. The Australian defeated 54-hole co-leaders Troy Merritt as well as Joaquin Neiman in a dramatic five-hole playoff to win the 2021 Rocket Mortgage Classic. And Mr. Davis coming off a 2-under at the Travelers Championship, TPC River Highlands in Connecticut. That tournament, by the way, won by Xander Schauffele at 19-under. You had to feel for Sahith Theegala. He had a one-shot lead on the 18th tee box and an ill-placed drive in a bunker with a lip, no less, proved to be very costly. He and JT Poston finished out at 17-under. We welcome him right now. Cam, how are you, sir?
Morning, Cam.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Everything great. Is well, my friend. You're coming back to defend, and obviously you really, really like the course at the Detroit Golf Club, do you not?
Yeah, I do. No, any course that treats me like I did last year is on my favorites list, that's for sure.
That was a dramatic round of golf. I mean, a five-hole playoff. I know that you have that near and dear to your heart. Not to mention, playing well this season, three top 10 finishes, Cam.
Yeah, no, this year is, to be honest, it feels like it's been a little up and down, but some good results have been there, and feel like I'm on a good trend, but I'm hoping the game's all in good shape by the time we get back here in a few weeks to give it another crack.
Let's go back to the Detroit Golf Club. Obviously, as a professional player, Cam, you play a lot of courses. TPC River Highlands, very, very challenging. You had to keep the ball in play. What is it about the Detroit Golf Club that gets the eye of Cam Davis?
Well, I really enjoy the old school designs, you know, using flat pieces of land and just using really good design work to make them tricky and difficult. I'm a big fan of Donald Ross courses, and this is one of the few that we get to play on tour. So historically, I haven't particularly played super well on them, but last year it was great to play really good golf for 4 days in a row and get a win. But I'm really looking forward to getting back and playing, and it's just a really enjoyable flat golf course to walk. So physically not too demanding, but you really got to concentrate around the greens, and if you play well, you can make some birdies. And planning on trying to do that again.
I just want to mention, Steve, that winning on the PGA Tour comes with a lot of benefits. And, Cam, you enjoyed them, those benefits, including getting to play in the Masters for the first time. That must have been incredible.
It was. My whole family from Australia came up to share that week with me. It's so cool finally seeing that place in person after having watched it on TV since 4 or 5 years old. So being able to go around there and play four rounds, make the cut, play the last round, even though I was first off in the morning, I was able to play with Adam Scott, who's obviously won there before. It was very cool to walk around as a two-ball playing that golf course without anyone having touched it that morning. So,
wow,
very special, and, definitely makes you really pumped to try and get back there again.
Obviously, Cam, we are in Detroit so very proud of the Rocket Mortgage Classic bringing professional golf to the Motor City. It's fourth straight year, and I mentioned at the beginning, Cam, of our conversation, those entering the field, and it's very impressive, and it appears as though on the tour, the Rocket Mortgage Classic getting thumbs up.
Yeah, it's been a great event. I mean, it's great to see other guys coming along, bigger names coming along, and seeing what it's all about. I mean, they're doing a lot of great work for the community and all that. But it's a really good golf course. I think guys jump at the chance to play at a golf course like this, because it is pretty hard to find these days with the way the game's been going. So I'm sure they'll come out and appreciate what a great test this place is. And it'd be cool to see how they all do.
Cam, let me ask you, as the non-golfer in the crowd here, the Donald Ross course gets a lot of kudos. You just, again, gave it great praise. And then I've heard this before. You don't get to play a lot of courses like that on the tour. And why is that?
I think it's to do a lot with space and infrastructure. They're typically built on smaller pieces of land, and it's pretty hard to fit in all the grandstands and all the space for all the spectators. So this place has managed to make it work really well. They've got two golf courses out here, so they're able to spread the golf course out a bit more and to get all the infrastructure up. But it's also length of golf course. I think it's just always a little short on the shorter side, and they have to do a lot of strategic bunkering and difficult greens. And I think, it's definitely getting to the point where golf courses need to be longer because the game is getting longer. And these older golf courses just don't really stand up to the test a lot of the time. But every now and then you come across one that really does, and I think this place does an excellent job of that. So.
Cam, quickly here, in the short amount of time we have left, we can't ignore the elephant in the room any longer. As far as the LIV Tour goes, for a player like yourself, is that a distraction, or is it just a matter of you doing you?
To be honest, I'm just doing what I've always wanted to do. I mean, my eyes have been on the PGA Tour since I was a kid, and I'm really happy to be here. I've worked hard to be here, and I'm going to continue working hard to establish myself out here because, these are the tournaments that I've been chasing my whole life, and I really enjoy it out here. So this is where I'm going, and I'm going to try and stay on the path that I've always dreamed of being on, which I've managed to get myself off to a decent start with. So, yeah.